BBC Audio presents Tainted Love, D.H. Lawrence's daring exploration of desire, passion, and the complexity of love. First, we present The Rainbow, which has been dramatised by Linda Marshall Griffiths.
The night my grandfather dies, it is rainy and drear. My grandmother's in bed. The yard, a slough of water. The farm, darkness. It's 11 o'clock, still rain, and my grandfather, Tom Brangwen, stands in the yard of the Angel Pub in Nottingham.
What a wetness is the night. Hey, Jack, which of us is Noah? Seems as if the water wax is busted.
You need done with the trap there, Tom?
Hey, no hands. Yeah, we're not stopping here all night. Stand up then, girl.
Hey, it's not a fit night to the
doghouse.
His heavy body motionless in a kind of sleep. My grandfather knows the road well.
Can't wait water out. It'll always give you the go by.
The trap lurches into a rut and he half wakes, not realising himself asleep.
This miserable slop. Go on.
He's drunk, but not so drunk. Now at his own gate, he moves blind with habit.
Go through now.
But there is a roar in the night.
What is that?
Down the slope to the cart shed.
What's the miss?
There is a wash of water.
Well, that's a knockout. 6 inches of water in the cart shed. Where's that coming from? Hey, what's the miss? Drop of water won't hurt you. There you go now. What's all this?
And he can't help himself. To go and meet the running flood, sink deeper and deeper, he has to go down towards the pond.
You're carrying my feet away. Stop now. I can hardly turn.
The whole black night moves.
Hold on now.
Suddenly he knows he will fall.
Tom!
My grandmother cannot understand the water that breaks through her kitchen.
Oh, God! Where did they come from? Tom! Oh, Lord!
My grandfather staggers as something beneath strikes his legs. Fighting, wrestling, but always down, falling down, down, deeper, wrestling, suffocating, then up, then fall, then a struggle, a clawing, then over and spun down, then something hard strikes his head. There is great wonder. Then anguish. Blackness. Cuts burst, embankment down, the unconscious drowning body already way past the house.
Your perfect calm in death. Oh, Tom. What are you to me now?
I saw you first time dressed in black, like now. So small, so slight. You were walking on the road from Cossie.
I did not see you.
You thought you passed me unseen. But I knew then.
How can I lay claim to you
like
now?
Like a torment. Like a sense of infinite space.
How can I speak for you?
You saw me. You looked away quick.
In death. You lie between death and life. Not one or other. Did I know you?
You knew me. After that first time, I hardly dared think of you. I was afraid, I don't know. But I was aware of you. Your presence, your living not so far. I found out you're a widow. Your husband dead. A refugee. Polish.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?